Hello everybody, it's George from Ireland, so welcome back to my channel. And in this video, I'm commenting on HS2, High Speed 2. That's the United Kingdom's railway line from London to Manchester. So it was conceived in 2009 in the dog days of Gordon Brown, the previous Labour Prime Minister. It was embraced with enthusiasm by the incoming Cameron administration, a Conservative and Liberal Democrat coalition one. So all three parties bear some responsibility for this. It's rather reminiscent of the Millennium Dome, again, a conservative project conceived by that prize nincompoop Michael Heseltine. When they handed the baton on to the Labour Party, the Conservatives, Labour continued with it, largely seen as a white elephant in both cases. Anyway, the germ of it is a good idea. Would it be desirable for trains to run faster? Yes. To increase capacity? Yes. And all the rest of it. And who would be against that? The price tag was not too bad in 2009, but as builders usually do, they deliberately hugely underestimate their costs. And the final bill has ballooned alarmingly, even allowing for inflation to 16 billion originally? To now I'm going to be 70 billion. And it was going to go up to Manchester. There was going to go from Old Oak Common in London, which is another controversial thing. That's not very central London, it's a bit west of centre. It's going to also start from Euston. Okay, quite an important railway station. But why not King's Cross St Pancras? St Pancras is the one that connects to the Eurotunnel. You can get the train all the way to Amsterdam or Paris from there. Okay, so that was probably misconceived as well. And it was going to stop. There was going to be a Birmingham interchange, I think, or Birmingham City Centre, go on to Crewe, a fairly small town. Is that the West Midlands or does it start to be Northwest England? Anyway, Crewe's unimportant in itself, but it's a rail hub. And then on to Manchester, there's going to be a leg to Leeds. There was talk of it going all the way to Edinburgh, other branch lines. But anyway, it's all been axed, been cut back, Manchester at most. Now, Rishi Sunak, the Prime Minister, has wondered aloud whether this is feasible. And I think the unfeasibility of it going beyond Manchester is absolutely plain. Hilariously, the High Speed 2 website guarantees that it will go to Ealdriki, the Scottish capital. Well, that ain't never going to happen. And remember, this was conceived when, or right, it was after the credit crunch that was spending to stimulate the economy. The United Kingdom was lifting out of it. And then since then, we've had, you know, the economy's been almost flatlining for most of the last few years. It's just unaffordable, the cost of living crisis. With grain prices up, with oil and gas prices up, with the switching to green energy is eye-wateringly expensive. It's just not viable. I think Rishi Sunak is probably going to have a go to Birmingham, but not to Manchester. But if it goes only to Broome, what's the point to spend all those billions to shave a few minutes off the journey? And I looked at this. The European average per kilometre for building a railway line is seven times lower than at the United Kingdom. Seven times lower. That is staggering. Now, bear in mind, in countries like Romania and Bulgaria, the cost of everything is lower and labour costs are lower. All right, I take that into account. But even then, it's shocking in real terms. Maybe it's three times higher in the United Kingdom, which is scandalous. These delays has taken longer than they've had to compulsory purchase people's properties along the way. One of the reasons that France is far cheaper is France is almost triple the land area of the United Kingdom with a similar population. The large areas of France, which are just empty, you can just build on. You don't have to knock down houses so much. And trains can really speed up between the cities, whereas the United Kingdom, they can't. So the UK is just not very good at that. Infrastructure projects is all rather grim news to come on the either the bicentenary of the United Kingdom inventing the train. George Stephenson, 1825, had the bright idea of we had these steam engines on the road, very slow but incredibly strong to pull the heavy weights uphill. We also had carts on wheels on rails pulled by horses and donkeys along the road or down into mines. Why don't you put those together? Put the steam engine onto the rails and it sped up. Okay, so people have been lobbying very hard that it go ahead. Some people have always been against it. I mean, I was against it to begin. Sorry, I was for it to begin with. I thought if it really is this cost, I did wonder and think, well, are there not better ways to spend the money in little bits here and there than one grand vanity project? Because the sheer size of it appeals to some politician's ego. When if you just tinkered in several small projects, the totality of that might be more bang for your buck than one grandiose project. But it's the kind of thing that really attracts the likes of Boris Johnson show-offs. And it wasn't really his baby to begin with. But But, you know, the mayor of Manchester, a Labour man, Andy Burnham, said that we create a chasm between the North and South. So connectivity has not been improved. Another thing is, you know, more people are working from home. Travel doesn't matter that much. But the whole idea is to get people off the roads. That's good for to reduce carbon emissions. But that ain't going to happen. So Rishi Sunak, I think, is going to axe it. And he's already talked about, you know, the whole thing about no longer being able to buy petrol diesel cars in 2030. That's been pushed back to 2035. He's already said, you know, that all the green energy targets, they're just unrealistic in the short term, and they're just unaffordable for ordinary people. He's right on that one, authorising a new oil field off the coast of North Britain. But I think he won't go as far as to axe the whole thing. I think that'd be a step too far from him. There's already been a lot of rumbling about this. There have been people campaigning against High Speed 2 for years. They appear to be vindicated. Of course, we didn't know the costs were going to magnify so much. There was meant to be a northern powerhouse. Now, some of the people who originally said that it should go ahead, they're still arguing for it. George Osborne as Chancellor Exchequer. Okay, but how are you going to fund it? Costs, where's the axe going to fall? You're going to spend less on education or defence or tax people even more? We already have the highest taxes since 1952. By the way, this is a time when the Conservative government wants to cut tax for the super rich, inheritance tax paid by millionaires, by billionaires. Only about 4% of the people are going to benefit from this proposed tax cut, which is just outrageous because it's obviously redistribution and it's crucial to funding vital public services for the needy. Anyway, so Sadiq Khan, obviously the mayor of London, he's joined the mayor of Liverpool City Region and various of the South Yorkshire mayor and the West Yorkshire mayor. They're all Labour mayors, incidentally, saying, no, this really must go ahead. It's just too slow. London gets so much and the other places must connect to it. Well, some people say, well, how about trans-northern connections, east-west across northern England, and obviously maybe not just England, into Scotland, into Wales. So this seems like a big white elephant. But this is the sort of the sunk cost fallacy. Having spent tens of billion pounds of it already, if you give up now, it was all for nothing. But that might be better than ploughing on and wasting even more. Just have to face facts. Yes, it was a cataclysmic project and it was overambitious. It's just not doable. And to give up now rather than persist and waste even more money. But then the thing about the Channel Tunnel, and that was begun about 1880 and wasn't completed for something like 107 years. They did the first little bit of work in 1880, partly by lobbying by the army, saying we could never absolutely guarantee the enemy wouldn't storm at that. The 20 miles of channel between the White Cliffs of Dover and Cap Grinet was United Kingdom saving grace time and again. It's a bit like Napoleon said, give me the Straits of Dover for 6 hours and I shall give you the world. Or Lord St. Vincent saying, I do not say the enemy cannot come. I only say they cannot come by sea. But of course, in 1800, there's no other way to come. Anyway, so this really is catastrophic. And how embarrassing it is, the United Kingdom that invented rail transport can't finish off this project in a reasonable time frame, because the earliest it's going to get to Manchester is meant to be, is it 2029? Be something like 20 years after construction began to go about 100 miles. All right, thanks for watching the channel. Goodbye.